We are starting Simen Shin Lamed Vav. Imutalele Hagabi Asabim Vehem Bilon Oboy Yudgimel Seifim. Ein Oilem Bilon, a person is not permitted to climb up on a tree. Bein Lach, say the tree is a fresh tree. It is a growing tree. In Bein Yovesh, say it's a dead tree. Vein Nitlimboy, and a person is not permitted to hang himself from a tree. Kosim Mishibur to lean against a tree. Vein Mishtamshim Bimechuba Lekarka Klal. A person is not permitted to have any shimush. Now, the first cases are speaking about that he is climbing on the tree, or he's leaning on the tree, he's hanging from the tree. That's the first case. That means he's going to, let's say, put a basket on the tree or take off a basket from the tree. And the reason for the second iser, let's say, to put a basket on a branch, but to take off a basket, Shemo Yala, he might climb up the tree, V'yitloish, and he'll tear off either the fruit or the leaves or the branches. We'll see. We said Bein Lach, Bein Yovesh. Lach means a fresh tree, and Bein Yovesh, Yovesh means a dead tree. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Bein Yovesh, we have a dead tree. Vafilu in kvar nishyabesh legamri, it's completely dried out. Sha'ein boy shum lachluchis klal. There is no moisture in the tree. It's dried out completely. It's a dead tree. Vigam noshru olov, all the leaves fell off of it. Vanofov, and the branches fell off of it. Upeirosov, and the peiris fell off of it. They have a dead tree. Gloishayich boy achakach shum cheshash klishet. There is no cheshash whatsoever of tearing off something. It's dead. Afilo hochi osar b'chol gavni mishum siyog v'goder. Now, siyog v'goder means that al pi cheshbin, there is no reason to asar. But Chazal did not want to be mako. People say this tree, yes. There's no branches, there's nothing left. There's no leaves, no branches, and no peiros. There's just a tree, a trunk of a tree without anything, and it's dead as a doorknob. It's a dead tree. Chazal answered it, Mishum Siyog V'Godel. That is one mahalach. V'yesh Mekilim Bozeh B'mois Achama. Others say no, that Bemisim des Hamachloikis Apoiskim. Why this is also, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, why this is also. The first day holds that Chazal, they made a siyog, they made a gedo, there's no reason whatsoever. They wanted that people should not be mekel with any ilonais, so they asked it without any cheshbonis. There's a second ayah, v'yesh mekilim boze b'mois hachamach. Others differentiate between the winter and the summer. The winter, b'atzem, it is not so easy to differentiate between a dead tree and a live tree. And they all, the leaves fell off, says not pages. So others say that was a asad, a ilan yovish, that's in the winter. In the summer, you see it's a dead tree. That means all the trees are blossoming. There's leaves, there's everything. And this tree is a dead tree. So others are makel in the summer, b'maisachama sheminka lakel shohu yovesh. Now here in Dushu, he brings down, let us say you have a tree, that the stump of the tree, you have, we'll learn later, there are shiurim, how high the stump of the tree has to be, to be awesome. But let's say the stump of the tree is more than 3 tvachim tall. And it's a summer, but that's it. There's no leaves, and there's no branches, and there's no nothing. Can I sit on the stump now? It's Shabbos, and I'm saying there's no place where to sit. Can I sit on the stump? So the oil of Tziyan asks, he says, this is a tree. It's a din ilan. For all practical purposes, it has roots and it's still yoinik, and it's not even dead. You have this stump, but there's no leaves and no branches, nothing. So he says this is also, one is not permitted to sit on this. Fine. The ain nitlin, one cannot hang himself from the tree. Muhu adin, the ain lishonim, one is not permitted to lean. Benismachem boy, one's not permitted to lean on a tree. That was the first halacha, that a person is not permitted to lean on it, to climb on it. That was the first halacha. The second halacha was ve'ein mishtamshin. One is not permitted to use the tree for a shimush, for a purpose. Keep going. Lahonia chayfetz al ilam. He has a object and he wants to put it. He has his coat and his hat. He wants to drape the coat over one of the branches, or he left his coat there before Shabbos, and he wants to take off the coat. And perhaps it's kedai to say over a maise. The godless of the stipulum. The stipulum in his younger years was a soldier in the Russian army, as being in the army, there was a shift. He had to be outside to be on guard, and it seems there was a common coat that was used by all the soldiers, and the previous soldier left it on the tree. And Shabbos, yeah, and he came Shabbos, and it was very cold, it was in Russia, and he sees the tree, he sees the coat is draped on the branch of the tree. And this halacha, bein mishtamshin b'mechubal lekarka klal. One is not permitted to be mishtamish, Kegoin, that's this what we're learning right now. Kein laniya chayfetz al ilam, oi lahoyrid eize dova me'ilam. This is what we are speaking about now, to take off. Now, it was very cold, and he didn't have a coat. So, it's because in the forces, we wouldn't bat an eyelash. But the stipler had different hezbonos. He said it's very cold, that's right. But 10 minutes I could be out without a coat. So after 10 minutes it's very cold, I'll take it off. But for 10 minutes I can stay without a coat. And Bekitzer, after the 10 minutes he went another 10 minutes. Bekitzer, the whole night he did not put on the coat, al tfus halacha of Ein Mishtamshin Be'ilam. That was the godless of the Siplum. Now, the same halacha applies, the Yisha brings down, let's say it's Letzorech Mitzvah, someone put a shofar on a tree, and perhaps it was put there, someone, they were hiding it, that the goyim shouldn't see it. And now it's, he wants to go and take it off. It's Yontif, yeah. We have the same din of Ein Mishtamshin Be'ilam B'Yontif. So one is not permitted, even though this is an Issa D'Rabbanan and the Zachiyah min HaTorah of Tkiyah Shofar, about Kaponim, one is not permitted to take it off. This is the din Ein Mishtamshin Be'ilam. To tell a goy to take it off would be permissible. This is a shvus to shvus b'makeh mitzvah. This would be permitted. Or the same thing if one would have a sukkah that was built on a tree, so he can't go and eat in the sukkah. Al zaiter Ein Mishtamshin Be'ilam. Fine. B'mechuba lekarke, so it says, v'mishtamshim b'mechuba lekarke klal. V'davke b'gavoya min ha'oretz shloisha tvochem. That is davke, that the whatever chelik of the tree he wants to use is 3 tvochem above the level of the karke. So then this goes into the Issa of Ein Mishtamshin Be'ilam. But we'll have later in the Simen if the chelik of the Ilon that he wants to be Mishtamish, there is less than a height of 3 tvachim from the ground, then one is permitted. Now, the Mechaber said, the reason is, Shema Yale V'yitloish. He might, if a person is being Mishtamish with a tree, so he's putting himself in an Nisoyin, he might go and be Toilish Alim. Leaves, ayanofim, or branches, or peiris, or fruit, v'yiskaven litolshom, vosili dechiyiv chatos, and he'll be chayiv chatos. That means, if he climbed on the tree, or he's been mishtamish be'ilam, he might forget about Shabbos, and he might be toilish something from the ilam, and he'll be chayv achatos. So therefore, in order to ensure that this should not occur, so the Chazal asad shimush be'ilam. Now let us go further. Allah Be'ilon B'Shabbos. He went up, we said one is not permitted to climb up on the tree. He climbed up on the tree, B'Shoigik. He didn't know you're not allowed to. And Now he's on top of the tree in the Shabbos. And he's in Shabbos, you're not allowed to be. Oh, you never learned submission Lamed Mor. The Shaygik, so if he was a Shaygik, he didn't know. He didn't know you're not allowed to climb on the tree. He's a bar mitzvah bocha that's very athletic, and he wanted to show his friends how capable he is, and he climbed up on the tree, and then someone did Shabbos, so I'm not doing anything. You're not allowed to. So what happens now? So if he was a shaygig, now, telling him to go down, we have to understand, is giving him a green light to be Mishtamish Be'ilam. That means he's climbing down. So to give him this heter is we're being matter another Issa. Leader Gisa to tell him to stay on top of the tree is also an Issa. That means whatever he will do, he's being Mishtamish Be'ilam. So Bishayik Mutaleid. That means they didn't counsel him, and they told him Zalochis is allowed to. He's allowed to climb down the tree. Bimezit. He knew that it's Shabbos. He knew you're not allowed to do it, but he still did it. Now he's on top of the tree. So as I shake it, Chazal told him, oscillated. He used to be the Take. He went up as Imola Layered. And he went up, so he stays there, oscillated. We will not be matter for him to go down, which is Vaiter Ashimosh Be'ilon. So let him stay there. Agamuchim, Shlomo Zalman wants to say we will not matter of him to climb down, but if he can jump down, we're not speaking about a 20-foot tree, but if he can jump down, perhaps this is mutter. To climb down, they will not matter, they can't send them, but if you jump down, perhaps this is much easier than remaining there. Remaining there, he's being Mishtamish Be'ilam. So perhaps it would be better. And then he says something else. What if a person sat on the trunk of a tree, which we said before is Osa, and he knew it. He's amazing. And he sat down. So some psalmist says, but to tell him to get off, he just has to stand up. He doesn't have to do anything. He said, this Mishtava Zikr is not Nichlal in what Chazal asked. Chazal asked, he's not allowed to climb down the tree. But because climbing down is a Shimush of the Ilon, he's climbing down. But to stand up, he says, Zikr Mishtava, that this will be. The ladder, we'll learn later about the ladders. Here, the. Well, this is another parsha. So let us see like this. Let us see again the Loshan the Mechaba. So like this. Ola Bilom B'Shabbos. If you went up on the tree in Shabbos, B'Shaygik, if he was a Shaygik, he didn't know you're not allowed to, but to lay it. B'Mezid, also lay it. V'Ola Mi'Boid Yoyim. What if he went up Erev Shabbos? So he went up Beheter. So there are two days in Shulchan Aruch. The first day holds that even though he went up Erev Shabbos with an intent to remain there in Shabbos, so that was not permissible. But since he went up before Shabbos, so now when he's there, now when Shabbos is came about to an aliyah beheta, vimola mi boyoim, b'chol gamni muta leireid mishecha shecha. He's permitted to come down when it's in Shabbos, because it was all about us. V'yesh oimrim, nahani mili, no, it's not so poshut, even though he went up before Shabbos. V'yesh oimrim, nahani mili, k'shoho yodaitoi leireid mi bo'oid yoim. This is only permissible if he went up before Shabbos, if he had very good intentions. He went up before Shabbos, and he was under the intent he's going to come down before Shabbos, and Lemaise, he didn't do it. So then, we're makel, he's permitted to go down in Shabbos. Having But if when he went up, his intent was to remain there in Shabbos, lo yered mishecha shecha, then he's not permitted to go down. Ki misho yedaita ileishev sham be'isa, his intent was to remain there be'isa. Okay, now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lvov. Mishaygik, a person went up in Shabbos on a tree. Is muta leired mishaygik? He went up in Shabbos. He didn't know you're not allowed to climb a tree in Shabbos. Is muta leired? He's allowed to go down. Af al pi de biyirido zu mishtamish biyilam. By going down the tree, he's now being mishamish bila. We're telling him you're permitted to go down. Afal pikein ein lesser olav. We did not ask him to come down. The gambi she was a mishamish because. But to tell him to remain there, so he's also being mishamish bilam. So, and since he was a shaygik, so we permitted him to come down. But if he was amazed, he knew he climbed the tree in Shabbos. He knew you're not allowed to climb a tree in Shabbos. So then Chazal counseled him. So you stay there the whole Shabbos. Also, Leireid ad Meitzoi Shabbos, and he's not allowed to go down till Meitzoi Shabbos dikansino lei. We consent him, Chazal consent him for doing what he did. B'chol gavne, but what if he went up Erev Shabbos? So then it's permitted, he's permitted to go down, get off the tree in Shabbos. Perish. Bein ola al das leiret koidem chashecha. Say, he climbed up on the tree with an intent that he's going to come down before Shabbos. V'chosh choloi, and then Elmaisa became Shabbos, koidem shehispik leiret, before he had the time to come down. So this person is really innocent. He went up before Shabbos, get an intent to come down before Shabbos, so he's allowed to come down in Shabbos. Bein ola al das leishem sham b'Shabbos, or he went up with an intent he's going to stay the Shabbos. Afal pikein, the first day he holds muta leireit, he's allowed to come down in Shabbos. Af al gav da osa lalo isafilim erev Shabbos adapted the leisim sham. He did an issa. He was not permitted to climb the tree erev Shabbos with an intent to remain there. Da al kaponim ishtamis bilam bishimosai. That means if he had an intent, the climbing up the tree was erev Shabbos, but he had an intent to remain on the tree in Shabbos, which is an issa. Lohi like Nasu, they didn't cancel him. The Bishas Aliyose Olabeto, since he came up on the tree bed. So the first they hold it in consonant. V'yesh oimrim, and the second day you hold that they did consonant. Olinyan halacha kaimalon kismora orishayna. We paskin like the first smora that if he went up before Shabbos, he's permitted to go down, and there was no knas. Fine. Now let us go further. Vidavke Adam Sha'ola Sham. This din that we said if a person went up before Shabbos, so he's permitted to go down in Shabbos, that is davke a person. Aval im hiniyach sham chayfetz mi ba'oidyoim. But if a person put his jacket, he was running around and playing, it was too hot, he put the jacket on a branch with an intent, he's going to take it off. The mamish was innocent. He put it on before Shabbos, he's going to take it off. And lemaise, he left it there. Osa litloy misham b'Shabbos. That's fafalim. It's irrelevant how this jacket is on the tree. But now there's a cloud. Ein mishtamshin b'ilon. You're not allowed to take off anything that is on a tree. Finished. So that means in the previous case when he climbed up on the tree, so then we have to take everything in consideration. See what? You tell him to remain there. So it might have been Mishamish Bilam. So therefore, that means stay there. So when he stays there, what are you accomplishing? So he's on the tree in Shabbos. So there we gave Kulis. We said if you did it unintentionally, you thought you're going to come down. So you're allowed to come down in Shabbos, even though by telling him to come down, he's a shimush of an Elon in Shabbos. But we gave him Kulis because to tell him to stay there is also, I'm not accomplishing anything. There's no difference if he's sitting on top of the tree or if he's climbing down. Whatever he's doing, there's a shimush b'ilam. So therefore, we made kulis. But if he puts on something on a branch before Shabbos, now it's Shabbos, so there's no heter. So now something is on a tree in Shabbos, you're not permitted to take something that's on the tree off the tree. That's what he's saying over here. But let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Yud. V'davke Adam. A person, the gam v'shivosoi al ha'ilon oiseiso. That means by remaining there, he's also doing an issa. So there we gave kulis, so get off the tree. But if he put on something on the tree, and now with Shabbos is still on the tree, also litloi. Now we will not be makel that he should be permitted to take it off. Shein isa b'yeis keilim monochim yasmon al dova mechuba b'Shabbos. Now what the keilim are there, there's no isa whatsoever. Ubeniti losei, and if we will be mata, we'll tell them take it off. Mishtamishu b'ha'ilam. So now he's mishtamish b'ilam. V'hatam da'oschu litel b'Shabbos. Now, the reason they asked to take off from something that is on the tree, mishum, because if you're going to take off something that is on the branch or that is hanging on the tree, b'kal yovei deze lishoy nolov. That means if you're going to take off something from that is hanging on the tree, this is very easy. that when in the process of taking it off, you're going to lean on the tree. That's a normal procedure. So therefore, they ask, you're not allowed to take off anything that is now on the tree. Oy al echad me anofav. Well, you might come and you might lean on one of the branches. God, in the Dushu, he brings down, let's say, a person was walking, and he's wearing his talus on Shabbos, and one of the tzitzis got caught in a branch. So what does he do now? So he brings down from Grain Rav Shmuel Vozner Shlita, he says, if it's easy to take it off, it's not similar to taking off something that was put there by Kavanah. That's number one. Number two, he brings down a different halacha, that if children are playing ball on Shabbos and the ball got stuck in the tree, so they leave it there. But if somehow it falls off, it's not mukhs and they're permitted to play again with the ball. They should be careful. They shouldn't do it again. I'm going to come on them. That's halacha. Fine. So something that was put on a tree, Chazal asked to take it off. Lefichach, therefore, Kol shegavai yaisa mishloisha tvachim, if you have a tree or a branch that's higher than three tvachim, we will be learning these halachas soon. Gozra b'zev. Vida, another halacha. Da'af al pi kain, also lo niach be'erev Shabbos al ho'ilam, kelim hamotorim loy lehishtamish b'Shabbos. He is not permitted to put a keli on the ilon erev Shabbos to be teishim mishtamish bem osi lohiridom min the ilon b'Shabbos uchdulel b'simin reish ayin zayin. Another halacha. We just said before, the person put on something on a tree erev Shabbos, you leave it there. And there's no issa whatsoever. But Chazal asked a keli that you would want to use it Shabbos, that you should not put it on Erev Shabbos. I mean, let's say he had a basket full of bukalach, of rolls, and he put it on Erev Shabbos. So there's an issue to put it on Erev Shabbos. That means because normally you're going to use it in Shabbos, you might come to take it off, so that one should not put on Erev Shabbos, period. Now, let us see the remark. V'chol ze be'ilon, this is dafke be'ilon, a tree, v'chayyotze bo'y, or something that is similar to a tree. Avol kanim horakim, if you have reeds which are very soft, very pliable, very flexible, kiyerek, like a vegetable, utali shtamish b'hem, here there's no issa of shimush. Afal bi shemuchuborim b'karke, the ain also lehishtamish biyerek. That means, so if you'll have a reed which is very flexible and pliable and soft, which is similar to a yerek, to a vegetable, so there's no issa of Rishtam is b'mechubam. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this a little better. Something that is similar to an Elon. Perish Kanim reads a kundosim shame koshim, that they're hard. So if they're hard, that goes into the gather of Ein Mishamshim B'Elon. But if they are very soft, Rakim Kiyerek, they are soft like a Yerek. V'harbe poiskim soivrim shakanim hasuyim lihiskashes. If you have soft, pliable reeds, but they will eventually harden, afil birakuson arei em kiilon v'oso. This means, even though there's a kufa that is very soft, but since it will eventually harden, so there's no cool on this. V'loi huta ela hakanim agdelim ba'agam, those reeds which grow in a marsh, she'enom miskashim lo'ilom, v'afilu hem gdelim yoser mishloisha tvochim, dein osa, the bechlal asabim heim, ubasabim leidozro kimebua besiv gimel. That means a person is permitted to walk on high grass. Now, this is mechubar. Something that is very soft and pliable, the Chazal never made an issa. Kimebua besiv gimel. The Kosmo Hapoiskim, the Aval Pekain, also Lishamish Bekilche Kruv Udalas. Now I brought a picture here, and Dalam can see. So this Kilch, the leaves of Kruv is a Kalabish gourd. You can see what it looks like. And the kluv is kale. So these things are
they grow in trees.
No, they grow on the ground. It's not they grow. They don't grow on trees.
Isn't kluv cabbage?
No, we think it's a cabbage. The kilche kluv and the las. So these. No, they don't have. So one is a gourd of sorts and the other is kale. And these things, these leaves are hard. This is like a, it gets hard. So these leaves are awesome. Vida, because we had here a gemara that was made by soft kanim. That has chelik alamor. He's chelik. Behelo leisel bekanim or beyerek. He says that it's awesome. The cause of shekein muchach loshin harambam b'shulchanoch leil b'reish asif. He says the shulchanoch asos, not like the gemara. Sha'achah shezocha tchilo din ilom. It says, "Ve'ein mishtamshim b'mechuba lekarka klau." That anything that's growing from the karka, v'loshin ze mashma. So the tain is, if we learn the loshin of the mechaba, which is a loshin of a Rambam, that the lichlel, so this includes gam yerek, yerokais, vegetables, vekanim, orakim, vechein habach machmer bozev. אבל בספר ליאורה בהישג על זה, והביא מכמה ראשונים דפוסקו כרמו, that means the רמו is there are many ראשונים that hold like the רמו, מה שהביא מלושן הרמב״ם, אין ראייה כלל, דקוי הכל על אילון המוסקה מכן, we're talking about the type of a tree, וכל אבל זה אפילו נשאבש לגמרי, even though it's completely dried up, then all of shumalim van off him, there's no leaves anymore, no branches, lo yishach b'zeh shem yit lo yishim v'lochi osa. Elo dekosa. So Mamel Yorabe says, we can be soymach on the remorse of the dafkim ha-konohu rach ki yerek. If it's very soft, avu mokosh, avu bishen nekosh shekilom, also lishtam ishala velikro mimenu shim dova. If you have a reed which is not as soft and pliable as a yerek, and something is on it, you have to leave it there. Mishum denoich lishabroi ba'eshe mishtam ishala. If it is a little stiff, will break. וכן בתייש ושבס מסכים להוקל מחל לקמקן כמי שמחל כלי הרבה, וכן בחיות מסכים כן לדינך מיישתי כרמו, והביא שגם הריץ לו כוסף כן דלוי כתז. Now, thief base. Now we are going to learn about roots, the roots of a tree. And, now we hear pictures from the Perish Chai and Erevin. So let us look at page 218. 218, the middle picture. We will see as follows. We have a picture of a tree, and we see the root of the tree. We see the bottom, the root is in the earth, buried in the earth, and then it comes up. And this root is bent over. That means it goes up and then it goes down. So look at, there's an aleph and a beis. The aleph is the chelik of the root that is higher than the three tvachim. And this chelik goes into the iser of a mishtamshim b'ilon. The beis is speaking about the same root, but it is less than three tvachim. If you look at the right of the picture, we see the level of three tvachim. So the chelik beis is lamata migimel tvachim, and the chelik aleph is lamaila migimel tvachim. Now let us see the mechaber. Shorshei ilon. If you have roots of a tree. Now, between you and me, we learned ein mishtamshim b'ilon, so he said the reason is he might break off a leaf, he might break off a branch, he might tear off a fruit. Now, so he'd ask us, so we'd say, well, that's the tree, but the roots of the tree, there's no branches, there's no leaves, there's nothing. Aval pikein, Chazal did not differentiate. Shoshei ilon, the roots of a tree. Hagavoyim min ha'oretz shloisha tvochim. If they are higher than gimel tvochim, they're gimel tvochim. Gavoyim min ha'oretz shloisha tvochim. They are three tvochim higher than the ground. Also, lihishtamish behem. One is not permitted to use them. Pachos mikan, if they are lower, they're less than gimel tvachim from the karke, mutar lishtamish bem, one is permitted to use them. The karke shivi, that means we have a klal of lomud, that everything that is toich gimel tvachim is like it's one entity with what it is lomud too. So if this root is less than 3 tvachim from the karke, so Chazal gave it a din of karke. It is not considered an entity bifnei atzmoi. This is karke cheshivi. V'im boim milamaylo v'yodim lamato. That is the picture. That means the root first went up high at three tvachim, and then it goes down. B'mokim shegivoyim, so the area of the root that is higher than three tvachim, shloisha, that is high three tvachim, shloisha asurim. B'mokim she'ein gevoyim, but the area of the root that is less than three tvachim, mutarim, is mutar. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah till here. Shroshe ilam. Sheyotzim min hakarke, so the Mishnah Berurah says normally you don't see the roots. The roots are buried in the karke. No, sheyotzim min hakarke, sometimes they go out from the karke v'nirim. You can see them. K'may b'ilonis hazakenim, like the old trees. You can see the roots. Also lishtamish, so one is not permitted to be mishtamish with these roots. The whole concept that we asked shimush be'ilon, as he might tear off a leaf, a branch, etc. This is not applicable by a root. V'lochi gozlo by chachamim, chazal v'goyza. Tochais, but if the root is less than three tvachim, is mutali shamish ben. V'hu adin onof shel ilon, a branch of a tree, imu somoch lekarke, if it is close to the karke, tochais mishloisha, less than three tvachim. So the branch that is less than three tvachim, and perhaps on this page we can look at, let's see, picture 31. So we have here a tree, this is page 218, we have here a tree, and if you look at the tree, the branches of the tree go down close to the karke. And look at the aleph. The aleph is ein neifoy gavoyim min ha'aretz gimel tvachim. The branch is not higher from the karke three tvachim. So whatever chelik is in the distance of less than three tvachim from the karke, that chelik is a din of karke. The kekarke, now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. The kekarke shivi, this is a shiva of karke. V'sharim leishim aleim, one is permitted to sit on them. L'chosh can be yerek shen gavoy shloishim tvachim b'vadei muta. V'chein, now he has a very interesting shaila. Ilon koton, you have a small bush. Uboy peiris yagidis, and you have berries on the bush. So now he has a very big suffix over here. If this bush is less than three tvachim, so we have this cloud, less than three tvachim is considered like karke. So סתם שקושם פוס משלושה תוכן. ויש לימה להפך בקוד בי, this is not true. Because if it is berries on it, so because שיש פרס, בכל גם יש לגזר שלילי שתם השאלה, שמה יקלוש. Because he might go and tear off a berry. Vayne de koma shorosha ilum, she'ein boi peiris. The really, by roots, theoretically, there's no reason to aser. Aval piken, Chazal did aser it. But they gave a kula, but if it is toich gimel, it is less than 3 tefachim from the ground. So it's like the ground already. It doesn't have a chshivis. So it could be this is only when there's no reason to aser. Only Chazal didn't differentiate. So we said, but if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's like the kasa. But if you have a bush that is less than 3 tefachim tall and it has berries on it, behind it come a shloshi and shame by peiris the iso rak mishim leg look bezamut abachis mishloish and tefachim b'chein b'yerek could be yerek haroi l'achil yerek haroi l'achil am shegam kindosem. So the Bapachas Mishloish and Tvachim Bittamza. Vim Boim, but if they came Milamayla Lamato, the La'arishi Hugbu Shloisha Chazum and Nichbubu, they bent over. So the din is Mutorim, Avagav Shloish Zeha Nichbub. So we have a case of a root that in the beginning it was higher than 3 tefachim. Who gondol abomi mokim also? It's coming from a place that's also. Dainim igamoy yishloish etvachim. Toch shaho yisham mitrilo yosel ishtamish boi. Afal pikein. Kse gondol yoysa, but now that it grew larger. Vinichpap, and now it's bent over. Lamata huta bemokim anomach. So the chelik that is less than 3 tefachim is mutter to be mishtamish. The chikar kechashibi. Or the visa koskens mutul ishtamis beikrei shalil, and you're allowed to be mishtamis in the trunk of a tree. Bepoches mishloisha tvachim loretz, ava pisha ilon govoya meoid, even though the tree is very tall. Shrein mokim zele nesar meoilam, but this mokim never was nesar, so this is permissible. What was the